It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
And we've got $1,616 for the impossible question this morning. What is 198? That is the question. We gave a couple of clues throughout the week. And we're going to see if we can steer you back in the right direction. We've got Jennifer on the line. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
What do you think it is? What is 198?
Okay, so I think it is 1-O-N-E.
That's it?
One?
Yeah, like they're... I know, it sounds crazy. So each number, you know, written out, and then the first letter of each word
is one.
Is one.
Okay.
Nine,
all right.
That's right. Yes, is one. Jennifer, unfortunately, that is not correct.
Jennifer, it takes a lot to stump
that's
me.
Okay.
You stump me. So I'll give you, you know what? You get that right. You stump me. We give you that. But unfortunately, yeah, wrong guess. Wow.
That's okay. I'll keep trying.
Keep trying, Jennifer. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, I love her. I was like, wait, that's it? Like, is there, can you explain?
That's it.
888-333-B101. Keep your guesses coming. We've got $1,616 for you if you get the question correct. What is 198? What is 198? That's the impossible question. And it turns out it is truly impossible because no one is going in the right direction.
That's one thing. My one friend said, hey, I love this impossible question, but it's too difficult. It's that's why it's called the impossible question.
It's actually not. And
it is another one of those ones where we give away the answer. People are going to be like, oh, my gosh.
And somebody early on was very close.
Like our first or second guesses we had.
Was,
and we went, whoa.
Yeah. And then from there, you all just, I don't know where, you just went to another state. I don't know what's happening. So just take that as a clue. You're not correct.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
What is 198? What do you think it is?
I think 198 is the amount of holes in the microphone that you guys speak through.
That's funny.
The number of holes. So like our little microphone's right here. The number of holes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'm just looking at it right now.
You could potentially be right, but I will tell you there's no one who's counting those teeny tiny holes in the studio.
One.
Sorry.
Here goes Brett. Three, Brett's counting four, it for you. He'll get back to you in about 3 days. But
sorry, Daniel.
No problem. Have a good day. Thank you.
Yeah, have a great weekend. I like that guess, though.
Me too.
Let's go to Wayne. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
What is 198?
Well, considering you said it was an equation, and I listed a little bit where some people get a calculus, one that was very much elaborate, you said kind of above your pay grade. This is what I think it is. I think 198 is ABC, so it would be B minus A equals C, B minus C equals A, and A plus C equals B, which would be basically 9 minus 1 equals 8, 9 minus 8 equals 1, and 1 plus 8 equals 9.
So 198.
198.
Yeah.
Eight.
I followed that.
Wait.
Thank you.
I think.
Wayne, I wish you could have seen my face.
I love callers like you because you have thought about this, but I did not follow at all.
I don't even know where. Are we on the air right now? Sorry, Wayne. Did we lose Wayne?
Do we lose?
We lost Wayne.
He was like, those people are so dumb. Yeah. I'm hanging up.
Yeah, I'm wait. Was, you might be a little too smart for us, Wayne. I really do think, wow.
I didn't follow that at all. Yeah. I wanted Wayne, call us back because I wanted like an explanation.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
I mean, it's amazing where you went with that equation.
Know.
Like, wow. But
darn it.
Yeah, right, wasn't there to get.
Dumb it down, Wayne.
Right. Oh, stop it. You didn't get any of that
like
over there. Let's go to Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, and I promise I'm not as smart as Wayne.
Okay, all right.
I don't think anyone is as smart as Wayne. Wayne might be the smartest listener we have.
Wayne and John, remember John called in.
John,
had a really good.
Yep.
Yeah, he was
rocket
good too.
Scientist.
Yes.
Tracy, dumb it down for us. What do you think?
18. 1 plus 9 is 10 plus 8 is 18.
18, okay.
This is the kind of simple math I do like. I can follow that one. Thank you, Tracy.
Very simple.
You're welcome.
But no, not the correct answer. Thank you for trying. Have a great weekend,
Bummer.
Tracy.
I thought I really dumbed it down, but okay.
You did. It just wasn't the correct answer.
The right one.
Yes.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
Hey, you can still do it again. 9-10 then.
It wasn't the right amount of dumb.
A little more dumb.
We're going to do a second round at 9:10. What is 198? Think about it. I will say that no one was really in the ballpark in this last round.
Yeah, these equations we've been talking about, this is not the type of equations we're talking about, basically.
How about that? This is your next clue. It's not that type of equation. What everyone has been guessing, not that type.
I like it. We'll do it at 9:10
this morning.
What? Are we just steering them off the track?
You guys are just confusing me at this point, and I know the answer.
We have $1,616 for the impossible question. What is 198? That is the question, and it turns out it is impossible because no one's getting it.
Yeah, that's why we have that much money.
Let's see if Carl can get it or his wife Susan, because I think they're there together. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right, so you called in, but is this Susan's guess?
It actually is. We've been trying to get through for days, and we've just wanted to get this into you guys, so we were real excited to get through today.
All right, well, good. I'm glad you got through.
I heard this on your show a couple weeks ago, and I saved it to tell my grandson because he's like a number guy.
Okay.
And so you take three consecutive numbers, 987, and then you subtract 789, and the answer is 198, and it works with any three consecutive numbers.
So, yes, you guys are correct in the fact that that does work. We had a kid on a school bus. His name was Ben Cat, and he actually called in with that same guess, and we were, like, astonished by it.
Yeah, that was a guess during the impossible question that he called in and said that. Yes.
So, unfortunately, Carl and Susan, it's already been guessed, and it's not the correct answer.
You were beaten out by a kid.
Wow.
Yes.
He actually taught us that. That's why you were hearing it. He taught us that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that worked or what that formula is or whatever, what it's even called, but I was pretty amazed
by
it.
Yeah, and Laura, who's not here, still doesn't know how it works, so it's pretty amazing. We had to explain it to her like 14 times, so she even took a whole week off this week because that's how much it messed her up. So, but good guess, guys, but no, that's not it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
They're like, oh, we got to go rack our brains again.
I feel bad telling nice people that they didn't win.
I know. Well, you always make me hit the buzzer. How do you think I feel?
I know. 888-333-B101. We're going to finish this round out, see if somebody gets the right answer. What is 198 for $1,616? This is the largest amount of money.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
We didn't even come to you yet. Wait a minute. This is the largest amount of money that I've given away, or I will give away here on B101 since I came here in September. We've got $1,616.
And we have a caller that's not very excited at all.
I know.
Yeah,
we got
not excited.
Rana on the line. Good morning, Rana.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
All right. The question is, what is 198? Let's see if you have the correct answer. What do you think it is?
A cosmic wink.
A cosmic wink.
What?
All right.
Yes.
Explain what the heck that is.
Yeah, what is that, Rana?
Okay, it is literally me right now being in the right place at the right time. Serendipity.
But how does that equate to 198?
It's the universe. It's just the number that equates to
you're saying,
cosmic
okay,
wink.
So you're saying 198 is the cosmic wink. Okay.
Rana, you'd be a lot of fun, I think, to go to a concert with on like a lawn and just sit back, relax, look at the sky and talk about the life, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Rana does sound fun.
A lot of fun.
Rana, we're so sorry. That is not the correct answer.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to us. And if we don't get the correct answer this round, you can try again Monday.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, she was sweet.
Let's go to Daria. Good morning, Daria.
Hi, good morning.
What's your guess? What is 198?
The amount that you guys spend to fill your gas tank, since gas is like almost $5 now.
So you combine everybody on the show, we add up the amount of money we spend on our gas tanks, and that's how much it costs to fill it up.
Yes.
Daria, I like how you're thinking. I like the equation that you're going with, but unfortunately is not the gas or the gas tanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for trying.
Ooh, this means the last guest right here, right?
Last guest of the morning. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
All right. You're the last guest of the morning. What is 198? No pressure.
I have a lot of pressure. My guess is, so two of you have in total three children. The days that they were born on.
Oh, so one's born on a first, one's born on the ninth,
one's born on the eighth. Yes.
Wow.
Angela, also like how you're thinking, except my son was born on the 22nd, so no, that is not the correct answer.
I like the way you're thinking, though. I like that.
Oh, well, thank you. I love your show. Me and my daughter listen every day.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Have a great weekend, Angela.
Good guesses.
Yeah.
So you want to give the hint now for Monday?
And I think our hints were working. Brett was laughing at us earlier, but Brett, you heard these guesses.
Yeah.
People are going in the right direction.
They're back in the ballpark.
They're back in the ballpark. So that means we have $1,717 on Monday.
It's going to be a crazy Monday.
You cannot make fun of me, Brett. This is like so high. This is amazing.
Come on, make fun of her.
I've never made fun of Kathy and will never make fun of Kathy.
Go ahead and listen back to the week when you weren't here.
I know.
There's a whole lot of it.
Week I wasn't here. What about today on the air?
All right, we have a hint now. We got to do a hint.
Okay.
We promised a hint.
So here, I'm going to go over all the hints.
Okay.
You cannot Google it. It is indeed an equation.
Okay.
It's not that equation, right? Isn't that what we said earlier?
Yeah, it's not that equation.
Not that equation. And the new hint is all four members are part of the equation.
All four members that are on the Kathy Romano show are part of this equation.
I like that
because that's where a couple of those guesses were just going.
Right. So you see what I did? I like how you're thinking. I tell the...
One of these days, you're going to get your professional DJ degree because you're getting close. You're getting real close.
By the way, there are no professional DJ degrees. They just throw us in front of a microphone. They're like, well, good luck.
Talk.
Hope the listeners like you.
The clip of the day is going to be my favorite clip of the week.
Okay.
So here we go. Have a great weekend.
I'm so excited. What is it?
Here you go.
You guys better not be making fun of me.
Today's event is brought to you by Kathy.